Hey everybody, it's Brother Gary with Hands Across the Border Devotional. We're still on the road, so keep us in your prayers. We're in Texas right now, headed towards Mexico. We have to go through all the way through Texas and New Mexico and then Arizona and then down into Mexico. So you keep us in your prayers, would you? We're going to be in John chapter 7, and we're going to start in verse number 37 today. John chapter number 7 and verse number 37. The Bible says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, that's the Feast of the Tabernacles, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." And that latter part there, we know that once Jesus ascended up into heaven, then the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost and dwelt the believers. Before that, all the way through the Old Testament, we see the Holy Spirit coming on and then leaving. But once Jesus ascended up into heaven, we see then that the Holy Spirit indwells the believer. But going back to verse 37, we see on the great day of the feast of the tabernacles. And so what they would do during that feast, it was 8 days, and the first seven, they would take a golden pitcher and get water out of the pool of Siloam, and they would pour it out, and it was representing what God had done for the nation of Israel, bringing them to the promised land there, that it was in the middle of the wilderness, that he supplied them everything they need, the water. But on the eighth day, it was a day of prayer. And now Jesus stands up, so this is significant, and he tells them, if any man thirst. And I want you to notice the invitation that he's giving. He's saying any man. That's anybody. It's as wide as it possibly can be, that any man. So you see this wide invitation. But then all of a sudden, we see what he is saying. If any man thirst, if he thirst. And so it is a specific invitation. It's not just a general invitation. It is specific. If he thirst, let him come unto me. And so what he's saying is this. If you're looking for the Messiah, if you're looking for fulfillment in your life, oftentimes people do that, won't they? They'll try to get fulfillment in their life, in their work, in their sports, in their hunting, in their all these different aspects that the world has to offer. And they try to make their life fulfilled. But really, fulfillment only comes in Jesus Christ. And he's saying this, look, anybody, it doesn't matter your education, your race, your background, who you are, where you are, if you thirst, come on, I have something, I can fulfill your life. And what he's saying is this, let him come unto me and drink. And so he's playing off of what's been going on for 7 days, this water, this sustaining of life. And he's saying, I can be the sustainer of your life. You come to me and I will sustain your life. And it says, he that believeth on me, as the Scriptures hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And so he's talking about eternal life there, and that's the Holy Spirit can do that for you and I. But here's what we know for sure. Anybody, doesn't matter who you are today, maybe you're struggling with something you're dealing with that maybe you don't even want to tell anybody else about, but the Lord knows about it. And if you'll just turn your life over to him, he will give you a life. He will fulfill your life. He will give you discernment and direction. And not only that, but now you can reach others, because out of you will flow living waters. The truth is that Jesus is the only way. It's not through an organization. It's not through your baptism. It's not through your good works. It is through Christ alone. And we must realize that today. And so how about you? Are you thirsty for Jesus? What are you thirsting for? Are you thirsting for the things of the world that are temporal and don't give lasting satisfaction? Or are you thirsting for Christ? You know, Jesus came and he died on the Calvary's cross. And the gospel is that he bore our sins. And he died and he rose again the third day to pay the penalty for yours and my sin. And maybe you've never really, honestly put your faith and trust in Christ alone. You see, without the shedding of blood is no remission of sin. And so Christ had to shed his blood to pay the price for you and I. No amount of work you and I do can earn our way into heaven. And so maybe right where you're at, you just need to bow. Maybe you've gone to church your whole life and you're religious and you're a good person, but you truly have never repented of your sin and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts tells us in chapter 20, 21, repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe that's what you need to do today. Maybe you have been born again, but you got off track a little bit. And you hadn't been so thirsty for the Word of God and the things of God like you should. And maybe you just need to ask the Lord today, Lord, help me to get that thirst back. Help me to draw close to you. Help me to be a vessel you can use. May the Lord bless you.